like, man, let me see you shake that. Pull up to the spot, had a whole club saying, God damn, let me see you shake that. About to make a blow a bag full of cash, like, damn. Turn to the side, let me see. Damn, I think we all could agree. Yeah. You and your friends, I done counted two or three. And you looking even better here with me. We don't need no dinner, you the no boo. Tell me where you're from, girl, is your local? Got a couple dollars we could blow through. Yeah. Take a couple trips, yeah, I could show you.
It's your boy Hollywood. This is Hollywood and Friends. Welcome back. Welcome back. If it's your first time tuning in, appreciate you for listening. However you're listening, what we get into over here is the things that's hot in the blogs for the weeks, for the week, the comments, the stories, the things that may have made you arguing with somebody in the comment section on Instagram. If you're into that kind of thing, that's what we chop it up about. Be sure to follow me on social media at I Am Hollywood, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, the usual suspects. If you're on TikTok, it's at I Am Hollywood NY over there. Follow my producer Stacy at Hampton Blue Network. Just remember BLU is how you spell blue. And that's across all platforms. And if you want to see us and not just hear us, hit up YouTube, youtube.com/HamptonBlue. Subscribe to the channel. There's a lot of content. Go check it out. And yeah, what are we talking about this week? We're talking about two of the biggest stories that happened this week. The mayor in New York City has been indicted with bribery, wire fraud, conspiracy, some other things. We're going to chop it up about that and what could come of this potentially. But this year so far, we in what, September, about to be in October, and it's been quite the eventful year as it pertains to lawsuits and the feds, and no one's safe, not even the mayor in New York. We're going to chop it up about that. And also, Diddy is dominating social media these days to the point where I'm diddied out, honestly. Like, I just want to, if I can put the settings to mute all posts related to Diddy, count me in until the trial start. Like, can I mute Diddy until the trial start? But we're talking about the latest in Diddy. There are 50 new accusers that are being represented by a law firm in Texas, which I'm hearing is a high power law firm. And they got these new victims that they're going to do a press conference about this week. And they're accusing Diddy of some of the things we've been hearing for the past couple months. Some of them, they say, were even minors at the time of these accusations, that these accusations had took place. So, yikes, we're going to chop it up about it. What blows mine, I usually get into, but we're going to intertwine that. I do got one what blows mine that I want to focus on today. Yeah, We're going to do that. So yeah, that's what we're doing. We're going to kick it off how we always do. And that's with the question of the week. This week's question of the week. What fictional character would you be friends with? What fictional character would you be friends with? Hit up Instagram.com/Hollywood and Friends. Leave a comment on the post. Let me know. SSWA39 on Instagram said Indiana Jones. Okay. She wants somebody she go ride around with a lasso with, assuming that's a she. Who is young Eli said Jesus. Wow. Okay. He put Jesus with the laughing emojis. All right then, young Eli. Who is young Eli? John JB JP Pierce put the a gif of the character from the Boondocks, Riley. All right. Stacy, our producer, she says the entire A Different World click. Whitley, Dwayne, Ron, Kim, Freddie, Jaleesa. She ran down all of them. Walter and the entire cast of Living Single. Max, Khadijah, Regine, Sinclair, Kyle, and Overton. I ain't gonna hold you. The cast from Living Single, that click, it seemed like that would have been a fun house to be over at, just to like have a kickback with and party for sure. For me, what fictional character would I be friends with? I would say it would have to be somebody that's like real gangster. Somebody that's like Monet Tejada from Power Book. Crimes aside, but somebody that will really like hold it down for their people and will really take somebody out if need be. Monet Tejada, if anybody watched Power Book, yeah, I know who I'm talking about. Power Book 2 Ghost, which is coming to an end, unfortunately. There's only one more episode left. And I ain't going to spoil it for y'all, but you know how it is with series finale, with series endings. Like, no one's safe. Anyone could get got. And they definitely killed off a major character this past week. So with one more episode left, who knows what could happen? Who knows what's about to go down next week? But yeah, if I get any more responses, I'll read them. We're going to get ready to get into what's hot in these blogs. But for YouTube purposes, give me one sec. So we're filming this for YouTube as well. So for those folks watching on YouTube, that song you just heard is my new joint. It's called Blow a Bag. Be sure to stream it on all streaming platforms. Just search Hollywood Blow a Bag. Share it with your friends. Add it to your playlist. All that good stuff. We're going to get ready to get into what's hot in these blogs. Let's talk about New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who has been indicted on a few charges. Bribery, wire fraud, conspiracy, and two counts of soliciting campaign contributions from foreign nationals. And Mayor Adams has pled not guilty to the charges. But when this news first broke, I'm like, oh man, 2024, we got what, 3 more months, give or take. And this year alone has been a lot as it pertains to lawsuits, just charges, the feds. It's a lot. Who's next? But yeah, Mayor Eric Adams, that was shocking to hear that he was going to be indicted. Mayor Eric Adams, he said that he was expecting the charges. I guess this was like a 10-month long investigation. They confiscated phones. They did some raids. It was a whole situation going on in New York, and we ain't even know it. And with this, though, there's some things that's in these charges that are kind of like heavy, and it's like, it's a lot. It's a lot when you think about it. But I want to know what the, how this is going to play out. And if we'll see similar treatment that we see with your boy 45, AKA Trump. I mean, at the end of the day, they're both politicians. They both involved in some felony accusations. Actually, Trump is not an accusation. He was actually convicted. And he's still, as we know and see, able to run for president. Mayor Eric Adams, on the other hand, he's just been indicted. They still have to prove it to be the case. And there's already calls for him to step down as mayor. There's already people looking for him to resign. Imagine a guilty verdict in this case. I think it's going to be bye-bye, Adams. I think it's going to be ain't no continuing to be the mayor. I just don't see that happening, but it just brings in question for me the stark difference of the two. But yikes, that's the biggest takeaway from this is yikes. One specific incident involving Mayor Eric Adams in this indictment is the accusation that he pressured the New York City Fire Department to bypass a fire inspection for a Turkish consular building. When I read that in the filings, I was thinking that was one that was like, yeah, that's kind of serious. That's giving me like Duda from the Shah. Like, if you get to the point of like threatening somebody to make this happen or else, that's when you start to hit like murky waters. It's more than just flying on somebody's jet, getting upgraded, even though those are all crimes too as the mayor. But when you get to that point of like, you're gonna lose your job unless you pass this fire inspection, that's when it becomes a little like crazy to me. So these illegal activities date back to 2014 during his time as Brooklyn Borough President. He's accused of accepting luxury travel and other benefits from wealthy foreign individuals, including a Turkish official, in exchange for political favors. Dang, son. And if you see Mayor Eric Adams, if you're familiar with him in any way, your boy be outside. He be outside. He be in the clubs. He be, you know, he's outside. So it's unfortunate to see this come to light. He's saying he's innocent. He's looking forward to proving his innocence. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to happen, but I'm looking forward to seeing it. However he does it. But yeah, just pay attention to this. Likely isn't going to end up the same way as your boy Trump in that case. Mayor Eric Adams, you don't have the complexion for protection, brother. So yeah, if what they are accusing you of is actually what happened and you are found guilty, it's not going to be a good look. What is it, 45 or 55 years he's facing, the max, if he's convicted? Shame. Such a shame. But we'll see what happens. We'll see how this plays out. Let's move on to what else is hot in these blogs. Diddy, the latest, after he has been arrested, once he was arrested and the charges and all of that came about, we all knew there could potentially be more victims, more people that's going to come forward. It's inevitable. And in any high profile case that we've seen of this nature, there's always more. So, as expected, there's more. There's a law firm and Texas, I believe, the Busby Law Firm, that is planning to do a press conference this week. They say they are representing more than 50 new alleged victims who are accusing Diddy of some things. These individuals include men and women, where some they say were even minors at the time of these things that they are alleging happened to them. Some of the individuals they say reported the crimes to police, others didn't, but more than 50 people. The law firm said each individual's story is gut-wrenching and heartbreaking. The acts complained of occurred at hotels, private homes, and also at the infamous freak-offs that we've been hearing a lot about lately. So, yikes. 50 plus people. We'll see what the details are once this press conference happens this week, but it's not a good look. It's not a good look for Diddy at all. At all. On a flip side of this, I was reading something from Kendra Wilkinson. I think that's how you say her name. Remember, she's a former Playboy model, and she was on a podcast recently, and she said that she attended one or two of Diddy's parties, and she said that she herself never seen anything too like outrageous happen. She said SEX is SEX, in my opinion. She didn't see anything too crazy, but that doesn't mean nothing happened. She even clarified that. She said it doesn't mean nothing crazy happened, but it's just I never witnessed it. And it made me think back to, I think it was the actor Brandon T. Jackson. He said that Denzel Washington told him that when it comes to these Hollywood parties, the trick is to leave 30 minutes before the devil arrives. Now, what time is that? I don't know. Once you see people start like scurrying off into different corners or becoming incoherent or whatever, that's when it's time to kick rocks. And maybe Kendra left before the devil arrived at these parties. But it's just interesting when you think about all of the big names that people are throwing out there and trying to associate with Diddy and feeling like just because that they were at these parties that they are automatically like a part of it. And that just doesn't have to be the case, because just because I was there doesn't mean I witnessed any of the madness that was going on. And maybe I left right before it happened. So there's that. But I just wanted to point that out because people have different interactions when dealing with people. And you never know. You never know. It's ironic, though, with Kendra speaking out on this situation and with her being a former Playboy bunny, because some people have alleged that Hugh Hefner's parties may have been along the lines of these freak-offs. I don't know. It's possible. It's possible. But yeah, unfortunately, this is, like I said, is not the greatest time for Diddy with all of this coming to light. And I'm just looking forward to the trial. I'm looking forward to getting the actual hardcore facts and evidence presented in totality. Looking forward to who they call, who they subpoena, who's going to testify. Like, I wanted to get to that. This is probably going to be one of the biggest trials that we've ever seen. And I'm looking forward to that playing out and just getting to the evidence and the facts. Because online right now, there's just too much clutter. There's too much conspiracies. And that is actually my what blows mine for this week. It feels like everyone is obsessed with Diddy right now. No one could post anything without you going in the comment section and seeing something about Diddy and Baby Oil and Freak Offs. Like The Rock posted a post about a party. He was describing like the different types of parties that The Rock has. And he's like, if it's like a kid's party, I might dress up as like Moana and entertain them. But if it's an adult party, I might XYZ. And people automatically now are associating celebrities and parties, the word party, with what has been alleged with what's going on with Diddy. And it's like, parties happen all the time. All industry celebrity parties don't have to be freak-offs and involve baby oils, but guaranteed what you saw in the comment section of The Rock's post is, I bet you was at Diddy's freak-offs and was there baby oil there? And it's just, it's annoying at this point, honestly. It's annoying. People are obsessed. I really want to be able to set my settings to mute all posts pertaining to Diddy until the trial start, because it's getting out of hand, especially with posts that's like completely unrelated. Like Halle Berry posted a post promoting her new movie that just came out and her in the makeup chair, and somebody was in the comment section talking about Diddy. And Holly had to respond to them like, oh, hell no. Like, I don't have nothing to do with no Diddy. And it's like, why y'all even in this comment section talking about Diddy, and she's promoting a horror movie that she's in? Like, knock it off already. Like, talk about something else. Save that for the actual posts that are about Diddy. There's going to be plenty of them coming up. Every day there's a post about him. Save that for those. But to go under random unrelated post to just type out Diddy is annoying. It's annoying at this point, and it blows my mind. I'll be happy when all of this goes away. It's really a lot of distractions at this point. We have a lot more pressing matters to be focused on, like this election. By the way, every chance I get, I'm going to remind you, check your registration. Even if you think you're registered, check it anyway to make sure. There's a lot of purging happening across some of these states, particularly in the battleground states. But even if you're not in a battleground state, check your registration. I'm going to drill that every week until the election. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got for this week. And that is going to conclude what's hot in the blogs for this week. I'm going to check and see if I got any more responses to the question of the week before I wrap this thing on up. Pretty quick show today. It hasn't been a lot happening in the blogs. So, yeah. In the meantime, in between time, be sure to follow me on social media at I Am Hollywood. Just take note to how I spell it. That's on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at I Am Hollywood. If you're on TikTok, it's I Am Hollywood NY over there. Follow my producer, Stacy, at Hampton Blue Network across all platforms. Just remember, BLU is how you spell blue. And if you want to see us and not just hear us, hit up YouTube, youtube.com/HamptonBlue. All right, no more responses for the question of the week. We're going to get ready to get up out of here.
Before you go,
thank you for listening. However you're listening, I appreciate you. Be sure to stream my new joint, Blow It Back, share with your friends and all that good stuff. Enjoy the rest of y'all week. Get outside. Get off the comment section of the social media. We out. Deuces.
All right. Well, but before we go, I don't think you saw it in the comment section, VP debate is October 1st. Just speaking of the election, the VPs, Tim Walz, J.D. Vance will have their debate October 1st, I believe at about, 9 o'clock on CBS.
Yeah. Yeah. Tap in.
And that's it.
That's it.
I said that, fold you with your legs back. Switch it like the doggies, pull your hair, reveal your wig cap. That's the shit I've been on, bust all on your skin tone. Always on that freak shit, just call me when your man gone. Steady talking about how you gon' ride it like a pony. I'ma need you to come on over here and show me. Shot a Casamigo, got your body feeling haunted. Checking for your man, cause that nigga leave you lonely. Throw that ass back, let me show you who run it. Pulling out tricks, ain't nobody who done it. We ain't making love, we fucking, you love it. Nothing else on, just a condom in a bucket. Two gone off Patron, she got a man, it don't matter. Back shots got you in the mirror like, ooh, my ass getting fatter. Mind telling you wifey type, but the heart says for the streets though. Don't even bother hitting my line unless you flowing in free code. Bitch.
All right, you rich motherfuckers. All eyes on me. If you even dare look at anyone else, I'm gonna whoop your ass like it's a slave trade. Start the music.
Bros before hoes, right? You badder than most, right? Million likes on one pose, right? Fluid out and that's goes, right? Pimp shit but no pinky ring. You pimp niggas, that's the crazy thing. LAX catch a red eyes, you hovering over anything. HOE, who you know? Bunch of Hermes bags and a Van Cleef go. Gucci get wetter than an H2O with an OnlyFans link and a grand bio. Other hoes ain't seeing you and you know it. Cash App, Zelle, Ching Ching and you loaded. Face card never decline, you blowing. Look at you, baby, so fly, you flowing. Hoes left of me, hoes right? Hoes with me, the whole night. Hoe don't gotta be a bad thing. We all got a little hoe inside. Different area codes worth the ludicrous. From the big cities to Wyoming. Love them all but can't lock them down, cause these hoes be hoeing.
Let me see you dance. 20, 50, 100 benches, throw it round. Bad bitches in the club, let me see you dance. 20, 50, 100 benches, throw it all around. Bad bitches in the club, let me see you dance. 20, 50, 100 benches, throw it round. Bad bitches in the club, let me see you dance. 20, 50, 100 benches, throw it all around. Bitches in the club, let me see you bounce.
Niggas be fucking everything, but the minute I talk to one or two guys, all of a sudden I'm a hoe. Nah, fuck that. I'ma use what I got to get what I want, and that's that. Argue with your mama, like fuck that. I don't care about none of these niggas. I'm getting to the money. ATM, all the money.
20, 50s, 100 benches, throw it all around.